This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has refuted the allegations made by Hindenburg Research and emphasized that it has adequate internal mechanisms for addressing issues relating to conflict of interest, which include disclosure framework and provision for recusal. It also noted that relevant disclosures required in terms of holdings of securities and the transfers have been made by the chairperson from time to time. It also highlighted that the chairperson has also recused herself in matters involving potential conflicts of interest. The SEBI has also asked investors to remain calm and exercise due diligence before reacting to such reports. In a statement, the country's stock market regulator also asked investors to take note of the disclaimer in the report that states that readers should assume that Hindenburg Research may have short positions in the securities covered in the report. The Indian equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty declined in early trade today. The BSE Sensex was trading at 79,450, down by 256 points, while the Nifty 50 was at 24,281, down by 87 points when reports last came in. In Bihar, at least 7 devotees died and 16 others injured in a stampede at Baba Siddheshwarnath Temple in Jehanabad district early this morning. Jehanabad SP Arvind Pratap Singh said stampede broke out following an altercation between local vendors and devotees around 1 a.m. over some issue. He said the temple premises is located at a very narrow place and due to stampede crowd became out of control. In view of Monday of the holy month of Sawan, large number of devotees had gathered to perform Jalabhishek of Lord Shiva at the temple situated on the famous Vanavar Hills in Makhdumpur. Mr. Singh said injured have been admitted to Jehanabad Sadar Hospital. Police is investigating the incident and stern action will be taken against the responsible people. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has expressed grief over the loss of lives. Chief Minister has ordered to provide an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees to the family members of the deceased and help of 50,000 to the injured. At least 22 people lost their lives in different parts of Rajasthan amid torrential rains which have been lashing the state since Saturday. Heavy rain in Jaipur, Karauli, Sawai Madhopur and Dausa left the streets waterlogged yesterday. Authorities have announced the closure of all government and private schools in Jaipur, Jaipur Rural, Dausa, Karauli, Sawai Madhopur, Gangapur and Bharatpur districts today. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma held a meeting with senior officials in Jaipur to take stock of the situation. Mr. Sharma asked the officials to expedite relief work in the affected areas and take necessary precautionary measures based on the Weather Department's forecast for the coming days. Election Commission of India team will be on a two-day visit to Haryana starting today to review preparations for the upcoming assembly polls. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and other officers of the Commission will hold various meetings. The Border Roads Organization has successfully reconstructed the Indrani Bridge in Sikkim, reconnecting the northern region of the state to the rest of India after it was severely damaged by flash floods in October 2023. The project led by 764 Border Roads Task Force under Project Swastik involved the construction of a 300-foot Bailey suspension bridge following a joint survey with the Garden Reach shipbuilders and engineers. Rwanda President Paul Kagame was sworn in for his fourth term after securing over 99% of the vote. The oath of office was administered by the Chief Justice Faustin Ntezelyalo, during which Kagame pledged to uphold peace, national sovereignty and national unity. Paris Olympics 2024 comes to an end with a glittering closing ceremony at Stade de France. India, with a total of 6 medals, including 1 silver and 5 bronze medals, finished at the 71st spot in the overall medals tally, which is significantly lower than their 48th overall finish at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, where they won a total of 7 medals, including 1 gold, 2 silver and 4 bronze medals. The 2028 Summer Olympics are to be held in Los Angeles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that all athletes have given their best and every Indian is proud of them. Prime Minister took to social media to laud the performances of the Indian athletes at the 2024 Paris Olympics. The Indian Olympic Association President P.T. Usha defends IOA medical team over Vinesh Fogart's disqualification. And with that, we end this news bulletin.